Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 112, part 1, A Vain Showing. Today is Friday, August 28th, 2009. Hello, thank you for joining Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast. I am your hostess with the mostest, Janine Arnopoulos, and I'm coming to you from spirited North Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA. A bit about Pastor Paul's mission. You know, the grocery shelf to the state of Minnesota. Why do I say that? Because we have no boundary restrictions. So if you live in Minnesota, you can come to Pastor Paul's, and we're located in Disciples Ministries Historic Mikra Kodesh Synagogue. It is located at 1000 Oliver Avenue in North Minneapolis. So if you need food and you live in Minnesota and you are living in a household of two or more, or you are a senior 60 years and older or disabled with proof, call us at 612-521-4665 Monday through Friday between 1 and 3 p.m. to register your household for monthly groceries. You can also visit us online to get a little bit more information about Pastor Paul's, and that address is www.pastorpaul.org. You can also make a tax-deductible donation to support our urban mission operations. You can also join our community, and at the top of the homepage, you're going to find interactive links to the blog, Flickr, the podcast, Life Vantage, YouTube, and Twitter. You can leave a comment, ask a question, make a suggestion, or give a testimony at the blog. And there you're also going to find the show notes to Pastor Paul's podcasts, where you can leave those comments, make those suggestions, or give a testimony. You're also going to find scriptures to the messages located in the show notes, so be sure to check out those scripture links. Also email me, janine@pastorpaul.org. If you've been following Pastor Paul's podcast, you know that we do have two parts. Each message is broken down into two parts. One is aired on Friday. I try to post it Friday by evening and on Sunday as well. So be sure to listen to both parts of the message. And I hope you're getting a lot out of them. I know I am. Now, this month, the month of August, I'm going to give you a quick rundown of some titles of the messages that we're going to post this month. Where He Leads, I Will Follow. Jesus, the Light of Men, Faint but Not Faint of Heart, A Vain Showing. Those are some of the messages for the month of August. Well, August in Minnesota is really nice and hot. It's a great month to come and visit. So again, I'm encouraging you, if you are from out of town, come on in and enjoy some Minnesota hot weather. And at the end of the month, a little sign that summer has come to an end for us in Minnesota is the Minnesota State Fair. We call it the Minnesota Get Together. It is the best, the best. I'm going to leave a link all month in the show notes to the Minnesota State Fair. I've been going to the fair forever. I'm not quite that old forever, but I love the fair. It's so much fun. You can do everything at the fair. Be sure to check out their site map. Okay, that's it for me. I will see you back here on the intro for September. I hope you have a great month and listen to each of his messages this month. They're absolutely going to be the best. God bless you. Have a great month.
It's entitled, A Vain Showing. A Vain Showing. And at the risk of sounding negative tonight to the positive thinking crowd, let me read to you from Psalm 39, 6 through 8, Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches, and knoweth not who shall gather them. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in Thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. And I thought, boy, what solemn words. Some only want the joyful theme, I thought, as I read this. But I know, and I really believe this, that spiritually as well as naturally, it is better to go to the house of mourning than to the house of feasting. Blessed are they that mourn. There's a lot to mourn about in this old world. Not talking about a mourning for yourself. I'm talking about a Christ-like attitude as you see the needs of the people out there, to be a blessed one that would mourn. And so, tonight I'm going to give you that type of a message. Let's leave the flotation and let's enter the fact. A meditation of a quiet kind on things not as they are in fiction, but as they prove to be in fact. Not as they are in fiction, through romance magazines. As the world turns, the soaps, the magazine articles, the movies, but as they prove to be in fact, a factual, if you will, pruning. And when there's a factual pruning, it is always fruitful when faced. Maybe tonight, maybe you listening on the radio to this tape will go through a factual pruning. But wherever there is a pruning, there is also a giving forth and an abundance of fruit. Now I know right now, and I have to minister to you, there is a great amount of sorrow in this old world. Now I'm not asking you to get melancholy here. No, I'm not. That is a fact. And that we all must meet with something every now and then to calm our spirit. Have you met with something this week to calm your spirit? To reveal the truth to us, usually about us, and to cool our blood? There's always something. And I think this, the reason that people have no lasting joy and peace is this, is because they never want to face things as they really are. That's my summation. That's what I'm seeing all over. People don't want to face things as they really are, and so they never really become delivered, and they never really get happy, and they never really have peace. Let's look at the fleeting character of this world, and then the real world, when certainly alone is to be found. That's the only place you'll find in the real world, where there is a certainty to be found. I believe then if we school ourselves to learn the facts and the realities, by the blessing of God's Spirit, we may leave here tonight even more lastingly refreshed than if our hearts were made to leap for joy and we just, yippee for God, and we just got all floated up and, oh, that was great. We walk out down the stairs and drop dead in ourselves. Because we really never face the fact. And there's so many times the message has never come forth to face the fact that there is suffering, that there is pain, that there is misery in this whole world. And we skirt all those things and call them negative and don't want to talk about them. Say, that's too negative. But we leap for joy by some other theme, like 10 ways to make a million. How to lose pounds. So much talk of losing fat. Whew. Oh, give me a fat saint any day that loves the Lord. One of them skinny ones that's running around all the time talking about how they look. We're low salt diet. And Christians are getting into all kinds of things like this. Or some other no suffering ever message, ear ticklers. But notice first that David records his views of human life. Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches and knoweth not who shall gather them. Then secondly, David expresses his own emotions in a contemplation of these things. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in Thee. Thirdly, David offers an appropriate and a needful prayer, for he cries, deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. So number one, David records then his view of human life. And notice he puts surely in this verse twice. Verily is in the fifth verse, and verily, I checked it out, in the original Greek, means the very same thing as surely. I thought, how Christ-like that is. Very, verily, verily, or surely, surely, I see unto you. I thought, how Christ-like. How like Jesus. But David seems to say here that nothing is for sure except that nothing is sure in this world. How many know nothing is for sure? Did you ever have someone tell you, well, now that's for sure? Or you can count on me, I'll be there. Or you can count on me always being the same, a smile on my face for the whole human race. Well, it's almost like falling in love. Huh? It's not the way it is, folks. No, no, no. It's not the way it is. Woo! There is nothing in this world that is for sure. So why do you get down all of the time? Do you expect that person to be the same for sure every day? Well, for sure, that's not for sure. Let me tell you, that's the truth, folks. Say amen. There's only one that's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that's Jesus. Do you ever try to be consistently the same all the time? Huh? Well, sometimes people wish you would change. But I'm talking, did you ever wish that you could be consistently nice all the time? Well, that wouldn't happen, you see, and you'd be acting, you'd become sickening, not only to others, but to yourself. But tonight, let's look at what David wrote under the anointing of God. And so now, tonight, we have set the scene for certainty. Because David didn't write haphazardly. He wrote what he knew, and he wrote what he had experienced, and he wrote when he was under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. And shouldn't we look more closely at what he has written? And first then, he speaks of life as a walk. Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Whew. Like a parade. There's a song, oh, I love a parade. Isn't that right? People love the parade of life. This parade, they show the kings, and they show the queens, and the princesses, and the mayors, past and present. And the royalty and the fireworks and the paper floats. The old veterans of foreign wars and the new weapons and the bands. And for what? For show. Soon the parade passes by and all that's left is the gum wrappers and turned over pop cans. And a whole lot of reality remains. Say amen, somebody. Or high society. That's all for show. Who's who in the paper? And on TV they got now a show that says the lifestyles of the rich and famous. And it shows them in their homes, and they're sitting in their homes, and they're all toot-to-toot, you know what I mean? And they're just have their self-setting just so-so, and they have all this wealth all around them and everything. And yes, and they talk so like everything is just right and so on like that. Are you hearing this? How many hearing this? Now, I want you to hear this tonight. And so they're sitting there, and they're rich and famous, and they're talking about all they have. And as soon as that camera leaves, they probably get in a damnable fight. Now say amen, somebody. All over all those riches that they've accumulated. And probably the guy is sitting there with his fourth wife. How many are hearing this? Keeping up appearances. Isn't that a must, to keep up appearances? Oh, how we struggle to keep up appearances for appearances' sake. Power struggles. Appearances. And David calls them a vain show. How many times have you caught yourselves in a vain show? Oh, I hate myself when I'm in a vain show. I have to take myself out of the room. I get into a vain show. See, that's not reality. That's not what I feel like right now. I got to get prayed up. But if you want reality, you can't see it. Reality is something you can't see. And what you can see is not reality. If you want a shadow, you can see that. The things which are seen, and I got scripture. The things which are seen are temporal. They vanish away. But the things which are not seen are eternal. Well, be careful when you think you know something, you know nothing as you ought to. Things are not always like they seem to be. See, we have to start to live in another realm. The realm of an hopeful expectation of things to come that aren't seen yet. For if we can see these things, what then do we hope for? Whew. Oh my God, how I wish we could get a hold of that idea as a practical thing. That everything we can see is a shadow, but what we can see is the real substance. Now, you can't see Jesus, but he's the real substance. You're in another realm now. I'm not talking about the human side of it. I'm talking about another realm in the spirit. And so you see someone, the Bible says, see no man after the flesh, because that's not really what they are. See no man after the way he acts, or the way he talks, or the way he looks, or the way you think he is. For the way you think he is not the way he is at all. Whew. Glory to God. Another realm. But when we talk about faith, people call us visionaries. But you see, we're from a higher order. The Lord says, give this stranger almost $200, and you obey the Lord, and you get $2,000 back. Without a vision, people, the Bible says, we perish. Without my having a vision in this ministry, certainly after this 6 years, or 13, is that for that matter, without that vision before me, I certainly would have perished. Sometimes from the lack of love. See, but that's not the way it is either, is it? Well, that's the way it seems to be. The prophet's going to run out of the city, and the Lord says, hold it! There's some 7,000 of my people here. Things aren't like they look. Don't run. The victory's right around the corner. What did you come down here for? What do you hope for? Have a vision, man. Have a vision, woman. Because without a vision, man perishes. Without a hope, man perishes. I think we need men of vision that can give hope. because they have a hope. And that which they give from the Lord, and they give away. We have a vision. We have a purpose and a plan in God. Whew. Oh my God, let me set the stage tonight. Let us set the stage for a higher order. And so that we could return them to the ordinary meaning. Not to make our treasure what we can see and touch and taste. Why embrace the shadows? Did you ever think you had something and you embraced it and it was gone? Maybe a girlfriend or a boyfriend. Now, that's no reason for you to get all bitter, because the Bible says, my God, I just told you it was just a shadow. Say amen, somebody. Why are you so upset? You're going after shadows. Why get discouraged, and why get down, and why get blue? Because my new light, the Bible says, Jesus by the Spirit is saying, my new light, my new revelation, my new enlightenment to your heart. Glory to God will set you free because you're only seeing shadows now. I'll give you light. Dispel the shadows so you can see reality, so you can see, have a vision for the plan and the purpose, and so you can get into working for the kingdom of God outside of the realm of what you see and hear and what you smell and what you taste. But I think right now we must remember, instead of the fret and fuss and thump of things, that they are only shadows. I could not handle or see them if they were not shadows. These are only things that we experience. They're only shadows, the Bible says, of things to come. Now, when the man said, me and my shadow, he could have been talking about himself and his wife. Or the wife and the husband. They're only a shadow of things to come. They're not like they really appear. They're going to be, you know, oh, you can't fathom what they're going to be when they leave here. Oh, my God. Say amen. Be careful how you treat a stranger. You might be entertaining an angel unawares. Oh, isn't it exciting when you get into the new realm of things? See, if they were real, they would not be perceptible to my senses. Well, are you saying people aren't real? I'm saying in the spiritual realm there is more. I'm saying that these bodies right here are but tents, an earthly dwelling place. Hallelujah. There's a glory to come. There's something so fantastic on the other side of that curtain. We're only seeing a shadow, so we see no man after the flesh. No. Surely every man walketh in a vain show. It is a show and it is nothing more. Say amen, somebody. But it's, the Bible says, a passing show, because David does not say, surely every man sits down in a vain show. No, he says, surely every man walketh in a vain show. See, we're in this world, but we are not of it. We're in the parade of life, but we're not of it. How many are hearing this? You're in it, but you're not of it. You're separated. You're in the world. You're part of the world, so to speak. You're in the parade, but you don't love the parade. How many are hearing this? See no man after the flesh. Glory, if we could grab a hold of that thing tonight. If we could let God to give us the vision, to follow God's man, follow the people that God has given of it, follow them. Praise the Lord. God. Just a passing show. And isn't it the same with life? It is a procession which passeth before our eyes. Before you know it. Oh, don't we always say this? You know, doesn't time fly by? My, where does the time go? Look how she's grown. I can't believe that you were just a baby. It was only yesterday. It's a parade, but it's a passing parade. Passing parade. I thought of my dad. He passed on. He became invisible. He became reality. He became factual. Jesus says that we are born of the Spirit. That's a fact. So he left this earthly temple and he went on and he became slowly, slowly, slowly fading away, we say. My, you look like you're fading away, Pastor Paul. Praise God. I hope I am. I hope that I become invisible. That's my hope. Things that are not seen, things that are not temporal, but that are spiritual in the heavenlies, hallelujah, eternal things in God. That's like crowded streets. You go on downtown at the noon hour at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Beep, beep, Hong Kong. Beep, beep, Hong Kong. New York, New York. Chicago, Chicago. Minneapolis, Minneapolis. Huh? And then about 8 o'clock at night, where did all the people go? Long time they've been gone. Oh, and then the scene. And all the actors emerge in the morning like it's a brand new thing. It's like one of them old musicals, you know. Shows a man, he's brushing his teeth, he's combing his hair, and he's getting ready. He goes to the bus, then it shows all those people, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, and he goes to the office, hangs up his cane, puts up his hat, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, sits down, types a letter, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, and they have a musical with all these people typing their letters and so on, huh? And it's a brand new day. See, it's a passing away. What happened to all that day when you're so tight? Oh, God, I ain't gonna make it through this day. Oh, I hate people. It passes. Doesn't it? What happened to that day that you thought you weren't gonna make it? Gone! That day when you just could not stand anybody. What happened? The next day you're all smiling. I don't know what got into me. You passed away. I hope you're following me, because I'm getting deep. I am getting deep tonight. So deep, I hope that the understanding will flow. Hallelujah. This is only a temporal body. Don't be so concerned with it. It's all right. Power it, deodorize it, do what you have to, but don't just continually live in it. Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Time marches on. Don't get uptight about something that's happening today. It'll march on. It'll pass you. Can't you hear the drums right now? Bam, bam, bam. It's going to walk right on by you. Now, you can sit in yesterday, but time marches on. Doesn't it? Huh? It passes you by. Glory to God. It passes you by. And so we counsel and we talk to people about yesterday, and it's passed by. Gone. Where have all the people gone? They have changed. My God, I hope so. Say amen, somebody. When someone comes up and they're living in yesterday in an old bitterness or an old hatred, say, hey, time marches on. Forgetting those things that are past, pressing forward towards the high mark, the calling in Christ. Let's go on. What a procession. Hallelujah. Ooh. Moses and Elijah and Peter and Paul, they all had to march through time. They all had to become invisible. They all had to become weak and perish. Funny people and sad people and noisy people and quiet people and short and tall and fat and skinny and proud and humble and nice and nasty and jocks and gypsy people, all passing by and passing through. Don't judge anybody. They're just passing through. They can only, this light affliction is but for a moment. Light affliction. L-I-G-H-T. Light affliction. They don't have enough light yet. They don't understand yet. They're not enlightened yet. It's a light affliction. We're all afflicted by it. We don't have the complete light yet. We'll not have it until we meet Jesus in the air, and we'll know all things because we'll become like Him. We'll become light. The light, the Bible says, will reveal all things, and you'll know all things. Why? The light will reveal all things. And we'll be changed, it says. Glory to God. Changed in the twinkling of an eye, in an instant, changed, transformed, translated. Hallelujah. But you listening, do you tonight have an eternal purpose in your passing through? Oh, there's a lot of delusions out there. There's a devil, there's a deceiver that will keep your mind on self. He'll keep you in the problems of this world and the cares of this world. You older people that are listening to me, more, you know more people in heaven than you know down here. Are you ready? Though people seem to pass before you, you are passing along with them. And you, maybe even tonight, may reach that vanishing point before too long. There's a point in your life when you're going to vanish like a puff of smoke, like a mist, like an early morning fog, and you are no more. Now you see them, now you don't. There's a point and there's a step in every man's life when they vanish from the very face of this earth. It is given once to man to live and once to die. Given to him. It's a gift to die. It is given unto every man this one time to live and once to die. Oh God, don't talk about that. All I can think of is worms crawling all over me. You aren't here. You aren't here, and if you think that way, you have worms crawling all over you while you live. So many people fear death. I know I touched someone in here tonight, on the radio tonight, that fears death, has a terrible fear of it. You really start walking in the Lord, you won't fear death. You'll sometimes pray for it. My God, take me! I'm yours, huh? Heart and soul, I am yours. Can't you see it in my eyes? Can't you see it in my heart? I'm yours, huh? My life and my walk, Lord, huh? Start walking in God, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. You're just passing along and soon you'll vanish away. And they'll look down into your casket and say, doesn't he look natural? Thanks a lot. I can't believe that he's gone too. It's hard to realize it, isn't it? And what they're really saying after all is, I can't believe that I'm going to have to follow. Believe it. We're all going to have to follow. Some even put up shrines while they're here. Liberace's got a shrine to himself. Candelabras and coats and old dusty socks and shoes and stuff that people take care of after he's gone. Just so nobody will forget. Shrines. Who needs it? Who needs a shrine? And you'd have to worry it. Roll over in your grave. What if you didn't dust off your favorite shoe someday? Huh? Well, when I leave here, put me in a pine box and say goodbye, Pastor Paul. The rise and fall and the demise of Pastor Paul, good day. And he's on, he's vanished away into eternal hope, and my God, to better things are coming, praise God. Woo, vanishing like steam. You ever watch a tea kettle? Huh? And it just vanishes away. Aren't we all like walking in a procession? I think so. Passing away to the land of substance and reality. You get over on the other side. Glory to God. And you cross over on the river of life, the Bible tells us. And the real you stands up on the other side. Oh, that's going to be a shock. And it says you'll pick up a stone and your name will be on it. You'll go get that one. It won't be the name you have here. Now start wondering what your name is going to be, whether you'll like it or not. So many people live in yesterday. You know, it can't be done. Why live in the narrow compass of this globe? There is nothing that is worth a man's opening even up his mouth to ask for, to receive down here. Take the larger view of the heavens. Look beyond the temporal things. Look beyond yourself. And look beyond your frumped out, fretted out, fussing self. I feel that spirit coming off the radio. And coming, one of them in here. Frump, fret, and fuss. It's like an old cow. Say amen. Get out of that spirit and get out of it right now. You are called of God to do a work. Wake the sister up, would you please? How can she sleep through all this yelling? I don't know. My God, wake up. It's just temporal. Don't worry about it. Praise God, temporal. I'm sure glad I'm passing away. I know a lot of other people are too, but God, I'm glad. God, I'm glad. I'm going to become invisible. All of a sudden, I won't be here. One time, when I was in the midst of a terrible battle with the devil, doing the Lord's work, I thought, who are they going to pick on when Pastor Paul passes over and becomes invisible and becomes part of the great cloud of witnesses that are watching them? Now let's see you do it. Come on now. Come on. Oh, just so you, oh, there's going to be a lot of laughing going on. Say amen, somebody. A lot of fun. Woo! How many are hearing this? Oh, God. Woo! Let's take a larger view of heaven. Dwell in God and you'll have something substantial. Why dwell here when you can dwell in God? Why draw near to yourself when you can draw near unto God and He'll draw near unto you? Why not draw unto something that's real and something that's substantial and something you can trust, because it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God never changes. dwell out of God. But I can tell you right now, you make much ado about nothing. Living outside of God, you make much ado over nothing. Over shadows. Over fleeting, passing marches of life going through. Did you ever wonder the next day why you got so excited over something? Huh? I wonder why I made such a fool out of myself. Well, you keep asking those questions instead of saying you're sorry to God. You know what'll happen? Make a bigger fool out of yourself the next day. Whew. Trying to be something you are not. Say amen. But anyway, isn't life a very vain show when it's lived apart from God? Think about it. Where have all the bad dudes gone? Long time they've been gone. The armies of Babylon and Assyria. The Romans and the Greeks. Oh, oh, swords and great big balls and chains with great big spikes on them. Clang, 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 huh? And nets and spears. Where did they all go? To dust, that's where they went. And all the palaces and all the pyramids and all of the kings and all of the generals and all of the politicians and all the quotes and all the endless words and all the bombs and all the bullets and all the rich and all the poor and all the birds and cats and all the birds and bees and all those things and all the chirps and all the barks and meows and wags. Where'd they all go? Well, they just passed by. You're temporal, don't you see? The stupid arguments we have. Huh? They're all gone. They pass by just like everything else. That heartbreak that you had 2 weeks ago, you listened to go on the radio, you little teeny bopper. Huh? And they called it puppy love. Do you remember that song? That's exactly what it is, by the way, puppy love. How many are hearing this? And that heartbreak. Heartbreak hotel. Huh? Tilt. Jilt. Huh? And it passed. Some girls just go on from one tilt to the next. Some guys go from one jilt to the next. What's wrong? I've been jilted. I never have figured out what that word means, jilted. Huh? Do you know exactly what it means? Stood up, left, what? But it'll pass, honey. It'll pass. Yes, it will. It'll pass. It's just a parade, and the little boyfriend will just pass on by with his little white tennis shoes on. He'll pass on, and he'll get some work shoes, and he'll get married and have four or five kids, and they'll pass on, and the grandkids will pass on, and it's a parade, so don't worry about it. Or that point you had to make. I am going to make that point if it's the last thing I do. And they get all stiff and their knees get all stiff and everything. Oh, God help me. But you know, I notice everybody. Sometimes you can come up behind people and they get stiff. Their whole body. That's the time to leave, brother. That's the time to go. Don't you touch me. Huh? How many people are walking around like this? Huh? Look at the people out in the streets right now. What a parade of people. It says that we're in an age of perplexity. People are perplexed. Huh? They're perplexed. They're without a way out because they don't know. It's just passing by. Oh, this is passing by. This isn't reality. Just roll with the punches and just praise God. Oh, well, I had a hard day today. So what? It's just passing by. Part of the walk. Huh? Isn't it? I mean, aren't there trials and tribulations in the walk? Oh, I'm sorry, people that are listening on the radio that don't like this, turn me off if you must. But they are reality after all, aren't they? Because reality is what God says. God says, I will chasten those that I love. Well, that's something I really want to know about, so I'm going to have to get chastened a little bit more. How about you? Ooh. But that point you had to make. I will make that point if it's the last thing I do. That always having to have your own way. I had it my way. Come on now, sit down back there. Come on, sit down. I had it my way. Get a chair and sit down over there. No, you can't come in here and wander around. Get a chair, and you're right in the middle of my message. Whew. Say amen, somebody. Woo! It's only temporal. Say amen, somebody. Ooh. The grief and the fear and the laughter and the tears are all fading. All fading. Say amen, somebody. God. And fame, it blows his big trumpet and goes through fame. Oh, have you ever seen people that are famous? Are you hearing this? And don't mind me, my God, I minister the way I'm going to minister. Say amen, somebody. Listen up. Fame. It passes. And pretty soon that person that you thought was so famous passes on by. Just goes on by. And you say, what happened to Mr. Onassis? He left. Rigor mortis set in and he's gone. And what happened to General Grant? And what happened to Washington? And what fame? You just pass on by. It's a parade. Say amen. I want you to understand that tonight. And you know something? If you understand what I'm preaching tonight in the entirety, you'll get free. And you'll understand that this is just a parade and you're just passing through. And my God, how we need freedom in our lives. From the temporal things, from the boo-hoos, from the boyfriends and the girlfriends and the ups and the downs. And just know that it's passing through. From the hurts and, God, why did they treat me like that? Treated me less than an animal, my God. I've never been treated like this. And by Christians and by people I love and my mom and my dad. Just passing. Learn that it's passing. Maybe you're in prison tonight and you're listening to me. It's passing. It'll pass by. Maybe you'll get out of that prison, guy, and it'll be worse on the outside, a bigger prison. Learn that you're just passing through. Learn that there's reality on the other side. Learn to have your hope in God. So if you're utility.